Let's start with this 15-year-old charged yesterday in connection with three armed robberies committed at three South King County gas stations. Detectives say he was involved in more than 30 others. All of these robberies, 33 or more, committed in less than 3 weeks. He was arrested in Covington, that's in East King County. They have not listed where he lives. I'll tell you where he needs to live. He needs to live in a state prison once he hits adult status after he serves time in juvie, transfer him to adult prison. But that's not going to happen because even though this guy's looking at first-degree robbery, which, by the way, is a strike, attempted first-degree robbery, unlawful possession of a firearm, of course, he will not be tried as an adult because legally he can't be. This is your compassionate Washington State Legislature. In 2018, again, this was virtual party line vote by majority Democrats. They removed first degree robbery, armed robbery, as a crime that a juvenile can be tried as an adult for. Instead, juveniles convicted of first degree robbery can be held in custody by the Juvenile Rehabilitation Administration up to their 25th birthday, when juvenile jurisdiction ends for most other crimes. This guy could be getting several years for each of these robberies. And by the way, I'm sure there's a rich and detailed criminal past that precedes these armed robberies. I'm guessing the way that his criminal past was dealt with by King County authorities probably made him more brazen, more audacious, more inclined to commit more crimes and more severe crimes, since nothing was holding him back. The charges against the 15-year-old indicate he had accomplices. Police don't say whether they have a bead on those accomplices or whether the 15-year-old is cooperating. Just before 5:30 p.m. last Thursday, two young males, one armed with a handgun, the other with brass knuckles, held up a Union 76 station in Renton. $25. Based on video surveillance footage, same suspects tried to rob a Chevron station 40 minutes later in Kent. They fled after the cashier tried to grab the gun. Just a few minutes after that, less than 10 minutes later, they robbed a Union 76 gas station in Covington. This time, they got away with $150 and tobacco products. After the Covington robbery, the cashier called 911, reported it. A sheriff's deputy conducting a search nearby came across a two-car collision nearby, and it was a Hyundai Elantra and a Chrysler Pacifica that collided. The couple in the Pacifica told the deputies they had seen the two males run from the gas station to the Elantra, where a third male was waiting behind the wheel. The husband used their car to block the Elantra, and the driver of the Elantra fired a shot at the couple. The Pacifica's driver drove in a circle and rammed the Elantra Jeez. Disabling it. The Elantra's driver fired several more shots before all three occupants ran off. Anyway, the Elantra, of course, had been stolen. They arrested the 15-year-old four blocks away with the handgun in his pocket. And they have matched this assailant to more than 30 other robberies, again, that have been committed this month alone. Armed robberies, not snatch and grabs, not push and shove, armed robberies. And he cannot be tried as an adult. Which means that basically most of these armed robberies are freebies. He can only get so much time, and then he's free. And he knows it. So why not? Again, these are the signals being sent to criminals. And this is what happens as a result. And a little later on in the show, we're going to be talking about what the impact has been on the general public. But I think you already know what the impact on the general public has been. More and more people are either not going out like they used to, not going to places they used to go to, not going out after certain times of night like they used to, or when they do go out, they're carrying protection. The sum total of the so-called enlightened liberal agenda when it comes to crime is more guns. More guns being possessed by people at home to protect their home and their where their family sleeps. More guns being carried by people to protect themselves from random, wanton violence that we talk about almost daily on the show. And the occasional carjacker. So that's what we're looking at here. That's the society we are living in the day before Thanksgiving. And it's, again, all aided and abetted by your enlightened progressive Washington State legislature.